This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. So I have been talking to you all a lot in my podcast, as well as hearing on the ads that I've been really paying attention to a little TMI for a second, my cycle. I have also been talking to my clients so much who are women about the idea of cycle syncing, especially for my women between the ages of around 25 to 40, kind of when you're hitting that time frame where you're really starting to pay attention more to your body. And you know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I am someone that when before the week before my period comes, I am just craving so many sweets and fried foods. And I'm just a little more tired. Sometimes I'm down and emotional. And now it's just easier for me to manage my PMS with estrogen control. And so I want to talk to you really quickly about this amazing product because it has significantly helped, especially as I've been paying a lot more attention to my mood swings. I've been tracking my mood throughout the month and just being a little bit more mindful on just how am I actually feeling. We as women, our hormones really, really do impact the way we feel. And so Happy Mammoth, they are a company that is science-backed, and they make products that are completely dedicated to ingredients that are proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it absolutely shows. I have loved using their products, and the biggest benefit is I just feel like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for their products. And so if you are interested in trying out these products, but also being able to manage some of those symptoms for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show. This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by the Help Me Find a Therapist webinar. Are you someone that has been listening to this podcast and you definitely are ready to take the step in looking for a therapist? Are you someone that is interested in finding an African-American therapist, maybe of a Christian therapist, and don't know where to start? I've got you covered, girl. Let's cut out the Google searches and let me help you find a therapist that's right for you. So in this webinar, I'll share with you how you can find a therapist that's just right for you. This webinar will cover how you can find a therapist in your area. Maybe you want to find a therapist that's virtual, low cost options, how to find a therapist, maybe with or without insurance. I'll also cover specifically all of the websites you can utilize to be able to find an African American therapist and even a Christian therapist. So I promise you, I won't leave you hanging. That is not the only thing we're going to cover in this webinar. As a bonus, I also will include my consultation question ebook. So when you call a therapist, you know exactly what questions you need to ask, specifically even asking them questions about their faith, and if you can include that in your sessions. This ebook has all of the questions that you want to ask, as well as it'll give you the opportunity to really advocate for yourself for your mental health journey. If you're interested in starting therapy, definitely go to helpmefindatherapist.com. Again, that's helpmefindatherapist.com, or go to the link in the show notes. I cannot wait for you to start your mental health journey. Now, let's get back to the show. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy as a Christian podcast. I am your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. Hey, sis. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm coming to you today, girl. Super excited about this episode. I have not done a transparent episode in a long time. Y'all have heard me do tons of different episodes, interviews, and you know, sometimes I just want to get back to my roots with my podcast and talk about seasons and talk about what's going on with me, what's going on in my life. And I feel like it's necessary to talk through this. And so for those of you that are listening, you're getting this early that are on my email list. I'm going to send this out as my Christ Couch email. So if you are on my Christ Couch email list, you got this podcast early. If you're not, definitely join. The link will be in the show notes. But I want to talk about what happens when humility is necessary. I don't even know what I'm going to title this podcast, to be honest with you. But I have been in such a season over the last almost 6 months, really since before I had Elijah, which was last year, but probably back in October of 2020. But I really just want to talk to y'all today because I have not done a transparent what's going on, what's the season, sis, kind of thing. And this morning I sat down with God and was taken aback by the level of how far off I've been from Him because of truly pride, but also just like selfish desires. So to give a backstory, I'm not going to share like the full details of this story, but I'm going to really try to bring perspective to share what, you know, kind of has been happening. But, you know, you have these desires for the way you want your life to look, the way you want your life to be. You almost marry yourself to the idea or the desire of what you want for your life. And very quickly,
and almost very lovingly, God reminds you that, you know, you may want all these things, but what I want for you is deeper than just what you may want. That's instant gratification. What I want from you, or I want for you, is your character to be aligned. What I want for you is your humility to be aligned. What I want for you is your faith to be strong. And I want you not to be weak, like genuinely weak. And so over the last pretty much 2 years, like I've talked to y'all a lot about my current job and all of those kinds of things, and just, girl, God being like, stay where you at. And I be looking at him sideways, like, look, bruh, like, I understand that you have placed me where I'm at, but sometimes it's just like, I don't want to do this anymore, Lord. And it has impacted the way that I have viewed myself, my entrepreneurial journey, my overall purpose. Cause I'm just like, you know, why does the waiting have to be so long? You know, why does the waiting have to look like this? Why does it have to be this full on just battle within yourself of just like, why am I doing what I'm doing? And so I have been really just like going back to God again, like, look, fam, I've been in this season for a long time, Lord. And I remember about 2 years ago, the Lord had told me that I needed to understand patience and long suffering. And you know, when God tells you stuff, you be like, okay, girl, that's fine. Patience and long suffering, I can take that. After a year, okay, now I'm getting like impatient. Okay, 2 years. Okay, now I'm really being like, okay, look what's going on. Year three now at this point. I'm just like, look, why? Why? And there are so many examples throughout this entire testimony, because I do believe it'll be a testimony one day, of God's favor and small, like, rewards of obedience, but also just like, I'm going to carry you through this, and I'm going to show you me, and I'm going to show you who I am. But what happens when you try to manipulate God's season for your life? What happens when you want to be in control so bad that you figure it out yourself and you almost say to yourself, this is the faith. This is me walking in faith. This is me walking in faith. And this is me doing this. But really, you're manipulating. You're trying to be God. And I don't say that to confuse people of like genuine belief that you can jump out and do the things that you're called to do. But what happens when you're not doing it in the way that's integral? Like, everybody talks about doing things with integrity. Everybody talks about doing things with, you know, the right heart posture, and that's fine. But what happens when God shows you you're not doing it with integrity? You're not purposely walking with him. And that's been me over the last couple of months, really since I had Elijah, over trying to hop out of a season, sis, okay, if I'm just being honest. And I think that no one talks about this because I think we have all these desires based off the things we see. And so how this even came about to where God showed this to me. So lots of things have happened, but if I'm going to be very transparent, a lot of you know that I am a mental health professional. And with my degree, there is a license that I have to receive in order to become a fully licensed therapist. I have been in this season of wanting to become fully licensed for probably about 5 years, since 2016. It's been this struggle. I don't say this struggle, it's just been this. And God has used this as a thorn to really, really help me to be humbled, but also walk with him. And so I've taken this test. I have everything done. I have all my hours completed. Those of you that don't know, you receive your master's degree, and then after you receive your master's degree, you work a certain amount of hours or a certain amount of time to receive hours, and that's face-to-face time with the clients to be able to sit for a licensure exam. Once you sit for that licensure exam and you pass it, you are rewarded then a license to be able to practice independently. Girl, I've had those hours done since last November of 2020, and I took the test the past two times out of trying to rush my season, truly. Like, this is going to be the gateway. This is going to be the ticket. This is going to be the thing that's going to get me out of, you know, where I'm at and where I want to go. And I have failed my test twice. The first time I took it, I was a month postpartum and a girl. Who told me to do that? I don't know. The second time I took it was last week. And when I failed it and I got my results back, I did worse than the first time. The first time I took it and failed, I missed it by 3 questions. The second time was out of like 20. And so I realized, I was like, this is not a matter of me knowing the information. This is a matter of me taking a standardized test. But also too, I'm like looking at God sideways, like, look, if this is what I'm supposed to be called to, why is this not happening? If this is what, you know, position I'm in, why is this not happening? And I've become very mature in my faith to understand the difference between when I'm angry at God and when I'm really just disappointed and I'm just sitting in the feelings. And so I've been sitting in my feelings for probably about 4 days now. And then over the weekend, really just kind of just like grappled with what is going on. Why is this not happening for me? And truly in the interim of all of these things, just trying to find ways again to manipulate, to get out of where you are. You think of things, you come up with these brilliant ideas that are just going to be, you know, the ticket. And what even pushed me to sit with the Father was I realized that, you know, time with God is necessary for me. Time with Him is impactful. Time with Him is what has brought me to this point of running a podcast, being a vessel, and I cannot neglect the source of what has brought me here, but also what keeps me genuinely humbled.
This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by Christ Couch. Hey, girl. So if you're not familiar with Christ Couch, let me tell you all about it. So every single Monday, I send an email to my email list that is filled with so much information, so much value every single Monday. And I love to call it Christ Couch. Christ Couch is a place where we discuss countless topics, gather together as girlfriends, and share our daily walk through life, all while uplifting one another. Over time, I have been able to learn that Christ allows us to experience His goodness and true vulnerability through relationships. So let's take a seat and share it all on the couch. In this Monday email that you will receive every single Monday from me at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, you'll get a full-on devotional and prayer, a little motivation Monday, I like to call it, where you get to start the week off with a little motivation, and a weekly mental health tip that you can weekly and very easily add to your life. So if you're interested in Christ Couch, definitely go to the link in my show notes, completely free to you. You'll get an email every single Monday from me, and I cannot wait to share with you all the amazing things on the couch. Now let's get back to the show.
And so this morning I sat with the Father. I asked Him, I said, show me my heart and mind, because I know those correlate. Reveal the idols in my life. Show me and give me a heart of gratitude and not envy. And then I asked Him for a couple of other things that I'm going to keep private. Holy Spirit took me to James 1. And I always wrestle with James 1 because it's the chapter that talks about count it all joy when you go through various trials, and the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I understand that. I've gotten cool with the fact that, girl, you're just going to be in a trial. Like, I've gotten cool with the fact that trials are going to produce patience. Like, I'm okay with that, because I feel like that was the thing that God had to show me, that patience is necessary for everything that we do. But then when it got to the point of when I was in prayer and I was asking God for wisdom, I heard unstable. Like, I heard double-minded and unstable. And it brought me to James 1 verse 5, where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Basically, you know, God, give me the wisdom to walk in this season. But also, please don't cast me away because I'm asking for this. And then it said, but let him ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let that man not suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And so partially, I think that this season has taught me that I have lacked so much faith in God and what he can do, that because I've lacked faith in him, I've taken things into my own hands to try to manipulate it to the way that I want it to be. And so because of that, the scripture is saying, have no expectation you're going to receive anything from him. Have no expectation you're going to receive the wisdom you need, the understanding you need, the things you need in this season. And what God showed me was, you have been trying to do it on your own. And of course, God's going to give you free will to do that. But how tormenting and like truly overwhelming it has been for me to walk this out without the Father and without wisdom, and truly too with integrity. And when I say with integrity, meaning not trying to do it my way, but the way that's, I won't even say honest, because I don't feel like I have been honest, but just like, you know, saying I'm doing this with God, but really, I'm really doing this myself. Girl, that is so vulnerable. You know what I'm saying, sis? Like, you're doing it yourself and you're not doing it with the Father. Even though you say that, you're exuding that, you're thinking in your mind you're doing that, but are you seeking his heart? Are you really asking God those hard questions of, how do I stay patient with grace in this when I really just genuinely don't want to do this? That's humbling. Like, I realize God, you know, I can't say he made me not pass, but he didn't allow that to happen with the purpose of me, because I know in my mind why I wanted to take my test and pass it right now. I know in my mind right now, if that was the case, oh girl, I would have literally been off on another whirlwind of Roslyn being in charge. And so I'm mature enough in my faith to understand that I can kick and scream, I can be angry, but truly, like, I'm so full of gratitude. Like, I can approach the Father, receive the correction, and not shy away or run away from him and be like, you don't know what you're talking about, or I got this, or I don't think this is you, God. It's like, girl, sit down. Like, when God humbles you, you be ready to just cry. And that's all I've been doing. And what I'm recognizing is that protection is really important. Protection is necessary in this walk with the Father, because when you try to manipulate your season, you are walking out of the protection of the Father. Ooh, because that's not a place you want to be. You don't want to be out of the protection of God, because I've seen firsthand what that looks like, and it's not pretty. But secondly, I don't want to be out of the protection of God, because that puts it in my glory and I don't have glory to give or take or have possession of. But third and foremost, I don't even know if I said number three, but third, I want to do it in a way that's sustainable. And I want God to help me walk into this season, the season that I want, with a character that is unshakable. Like, to me, to come before God, receive correction, and not rebel and turn away or be like ignoring him for weeks like I used to do, that's maturity. And I know that that's only from tests and trials. And so I'm going to encourage you today, do not manipulate your season. Don't try to get out of it quicker. Don't try to talk yourself out of trying to do it the way that you know you should do it with the Father. But do it with faith. And so now my questions to him are, how do I do this with you in the interim of me standing in what I'm standing in with you? How do I do this in a way that is not manipulative? I know for me what that looks like. I don't know for you, sis. And I'm not making you say question staying in something that's miserable. But I know for me that what I'm sitting in is defining my character. As much as I hate to say that, girl. So don't manipulate your season. Sit in what God has given you and let him show you what that looks like. Even if it's really, really, really hard. And mentally, if you know for sure that it's meant to make you better, I promise you it's going to pay off. And so I only know that because I've seen what God has done recently in my life to let me know that all is not lost. And what I'm walking in, you're going to reward tenfold. No matter if I think someone else is ahead of me, no matter if I want or think that I want what they have, or if I think that I just have to have it a certain way, like my life is yours, Father. And at this point, like I can't try to get out of early what you really want from me. So with that being said, I hope this was helpful to you. This is, you know, a very transparent episode, but at the same time, I'm okay with trusting God with what is His to give and not mine to try to take. Yes, I can want it all, I can have it all, but I would really rather sit in the peace of knowing someone before me is taking care of it versus me trying to do it myself. So I love y'all. That's all I have for today. And I hope it blesses you. And I love you so much. And I'll talk to you next week.